The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The I am that I am,
name
the everlasting
the
Father, he who was and is and is to come.
La baraba shata kaba
jaba barakata kaba. Iprokoto kaba italaba shakata. La barakata kaba italebe sheke borokoto kaba iteke barakata kaba italaba shakaba raba ba 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 ba.
Ibarakota kaba
le barakata kaba italaba ba 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 ba.
Mateke borokoto
kaba ilaba ba italebe iteke barokoto kaba ya.
Ibarebe shaka kaba ya.
Itakaba rakata kaba ya.
Ile
papa italaba kaba raba ba. Ita ibala kabara papa ita la basha
ibaba kata kabara
ita la basha kabara papa ita la basha
rapa papa papa
ita kabaya papa ibala kabara papa ita kabara ita la basha kabara
matekebo ziki ande
ile papa kata kabaya kata
ile
papa kata kabara ita la basha rapa papa papa kata ita la basha kabara Iprokoto kaba itala basha
rapa
papa 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 papa
papa
papa papa ita kaba rapa papa papa
papa
papa rakata kaba yakata kaba ita kaba ya
rapa papa 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 rapa papa papa
iprokoto
kaba itala basha rapa
papa papa papa
rapa papa papa papa
rapa papa papa
papa rapa papa
papa
to give us life. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to gather under your feet. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness and mercy. Thank you for your love. You have been faithful. You have been faithful. You have been so good to us. Father, we thank you for this day that you have given to us, that we should rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you that we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord. We uplift you, Jehovah. We celebrate you, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity to gather under your feet. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes,
let's
Lord.
Go to thank the Lord for the whole year.
He
has been faithful to us. Throughout the year 2023, we celebrate you for the year 2023.
We thank you for the year 2023.
We thank you for the year 2023.
We exalt you, we uplift you, we worship you, we celebrate you. We thank you, Lord. You are good to us, Daddy. We thank you, this for the Father, for this opportunity. For we are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We are cleansed and washed from our sins with the, by the blood. By the blood, we are washed and cleansed from our sins. We are qualified by the blood to enter your presence this morning. We are justified by the blood. You have justified us, oh Lord, our God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for the Holy Spirit who is here to lead us and take charge of our affairs. Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Father. We are grateful unto you. We exalt you and we uplift you. We say, Lord, you are God and you are King. We say, Lord, you are worthy to be praised and you are worthy to be exalted. King of kings and Lord of lords, unto you alone be all the glory. Unto you alone be all the worship. Unto you alone be all the adoration. We are glad that you have made us your children, your sons and your daughters. We have an elder brother called Jesus that is seated at the right hand side of the Father interceding for us. We have an elder brother called Jesus who loved us so much that he offered himself to be sent to come and die and redeem us from the sin that Adam led us to commit. To redeem us from your wrath, O Lord. For the past year, from the beginning of the year, since January, you have kept us alive, healthy and fit. It has been ups and downs. But Lord, you have been merciful unto us. We are therefore here this morning to say, Lord, thank you. We 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 say, Lord, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We are going to manifest our thanks in the way we live, the way we talk, and the sacrifices we make. Glory be to your name. Thank you, Father, we pray this morning, even in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I say resurrection good morning to each and every one of you, precious sons and daughters of Abraham and of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another day has come. A gift of life has been given to us for us to live the life of Christ, our Lord, the life of God, the eternal life. We give him all the glory that we can express his life here on earth. Beloved, I welcome you to Power for Today. Power for Today coming to you from Destiny House Podcast of the Deliverance Assemblies of God, Church House of Destiny, located at Kotobabi down near Ebony Hotel. I am Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys, with Boja Worldwide and his team, Pascal and Enoch Jr. Alaba, as our bride, as our technicians. Once again, I want to use this opportunity to say congratulations to each and every one of you. All of you are blessed. Beloved, we want to just pray today. After today, we shall be breaking and return on January 17th. We'll be coming back on Wednesday, January 17th. Wednesday, January 17th. Wednesday, January 17th or 22nd. Let me be very... today is 22nd. Yeah, Wednesday, January 17th is okay. January 17th. Beloved, our theme today is my breaking season is now. 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 Beloved, we are about to pray some very powerful warfare prayers. My breaking season is now. My breaking season is now. Beloved, as we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, not the birthday, but the birth of Jesus Christ, Jesus was born as a human being. Jesus was given birth when the time had fully come. He came out of the womb. He broke out of the womb. The womb is a place of restriction, a place of captivity, a place of pattern cycles, a norm. 9 months, he broke out of the womb. Beloved, our 9 months has come. Amen. I say somebody's 9 months has come. Amen. Somebody's 9 months has come. Somebody's 9 months has come. Amen. Someone's 9 months has come. It is time to break out. It is time for your breaking. It is your breaking season. Christmas is the breaking season. Christmas is the season of hope. Hope and faith in the word. That the prophecies that were given to Isaiah, in Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. 700 years, it came to pass exactly. The shepherds who kept their flock, they went and saw exactly, according to Luke chapter 2, verse 20, what they heard and seen. They went and saw it exactly as it has been. Beloved, the word of God never, never, never fails. This is the time for us to have confidence and hope and faith in every word that we are holding on to. Beloved, please have confidence and faith on every word that you are holding on to, on every word that God has given unto you. Beloved, we are in the season of intense warfare. A revelation just came to a man of God, and I heard the spirit of rage and revenge, anger to destroy anything that is good, anything that will bring glory to God, anger to destroy unity, anger to destroy love, anger to destroy joy, anger to destroy celebrations and feasting. Beloved, during this time, we shouldn't joke. I was listening to Facebook, and the Hamas leader in the United States is saying that they are ready to attack the United States. They are ready to attack the United States. How can a Christian nation open up for Islam? Islam is now taking over. You go to Europe, the same. That is spiritual blindness. How can you come into our country and say you want to destroy us and take your country? Beloved, this is the work of the devil. It is unfortunate that people are still sleeping. People are still sleeping. The devil is not resting. The devil is working through human systems. Secularity, democracy, to attack and to really destroy. Yes, the devil is using democracy. He's using secular humanism. Yes, to take charge. But we should not rest. Beloved, my breaking season is now. I said, my breaking season is now. Your breaking season is now. My breaking season is now. My breaking season is now. Your breaking season is now. You must break the status quo. You must break the norm. You must break. The break simply means that something new must happen. You must break into a new season. You must break into a new realm. You must break into a new era. Beloved, we must break. In Hosea chapter 13, verse 13. Hosea 13, 13. I have used this scripture before. Hosea 13, 13. Pains as of a woman in childbirth come to him, but he is a child without wisdom. When the time arrives, he does not come to the opening of the womb. He does not come to the opening of the womb. I want us to understand one thing, beloved. You know, when a child is to be born, you know, When 9 months has come, a child must come to the point of birth. When the time of birth has come and the baby refused to turn, the head must be at the position. But when the head refuses to be at its position, then there is a problem. That is what is happening. What does it mean here? You and I must study the system and know that it is time for us to break out. Look, the norm is too much. It is time now to stop some actions. It is time to stop some things from happening. It is time to say enough is enough. When you read 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 3, 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 3, about the 4 lepers, what did they say? They were saying that, look, when we stay here, there is famine. When we will die. When we go to the camp of the enemies, they may kill us. Why don't we just risk and go into the camp of the enemy so that when they kill us, we die. All die, we die. When they leave us, we leave. The 4 lepers took a risk. The 4 lepers came to a breaking point. The 4 lepers came to a breaking point. During the days of Esther, in Esther chapter 4, from verse 15, when Haman was threatening, nobody was bold enough. Esther was sent a message by Mordecai. She thought because she was already in the palace, so she was safe. She was secured. I tell you, what happened? Mordecai said, don't think that you, because you are there, you are secured. By all means, your identity will be exposed. And there you will die. That was what prompted Esther. And she took a risk. Esther said, enough is enough. Esther broke out. Esther came to the breaking point. So we see the 4 lepers came to the breaking point. The 4 lepers came to the breaking point. Beloved, Esther came to the breaking point. The woman with the issue of blood, who now we know is Veronica, came to the breaking point. Beloved, this Christmas is a breaking point. Every Christmas is a breaking point. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, when the fullness of time has come, God sent his son, born of a woman, Jesus Christ. But when the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under law, that we might receive the full rights of sons. When the time had fully come, how do you know that the time had fully come? How do you know that the time had fully come? When a woman's time had come, there are signs. Water will break out. There are signs that the time has come. In the same way, spiritually, there are signs that the time has come. And let me tell you, the natural sign that the time has come is when we are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. When we are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. When anybody tells you that 25th is not the day that Jesus was born, tell the person it is true. We are not celebrating the birthday of Jesus. We are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. The virgin birth of Jesus Christ. The miraculous birth of Jesus Christ. The miraculous conception. So, look, this time is the birth of miracles. Somebody should write it for me. The Holy Ghost just prompted me that the miraculous birth of Jesus Christ means the birth of miracles. The birth of miracles. The birth of testimonies. The birth of new order. The birth of realms. The birth of miracles. The birth of testimonies. The birth of realms. The birth of seasons. Yes. The birth of a new beginning. Yes. It's a new birth. It's a birth of miracles. It's a birth of testimonies. It's a birth. It's a birth. Beloved, it's a birth. Get angry within you. We should not be like Ephraim. We shouldn't be like Ephraim. When the time had come, according to Isaiah 13:13, that it should come to the point of birth, but the baby refuses to come. Why? Some people still want to be in their condition. We want to say, God, enough is enough. Enough is enough. We are not crossing 2023 with that challenge or whatever without us hearing anything about it or feeling anything about it. We are taking our stand. Yes, Jesus' birth was prophesied to Isaiah and to Micah. Micah chapter 5 verse 2 and 3. Even the town Bethlehem was prophesied. Yes, 700 years later, it happened exactly. It happened exactly. So it must also happen now. Amen. I say it must also happen now. Amen. It must also happen now. Amen. Do you know that you can quicken things to happen? Do you know you can force things to happen? You can quicken things to happen, like Hannah. Hannah, whose womb was shut. But Hannah engaged the covenant. The covenant. The Abrahamic covenant. And the words that were spoken through Jacob to Joseph. Because Elkanah came from the tribe of Ephraim, the second son of Joseph. Yes, Ephraim, Ephraimite, the second son of Joseph. So you see, we can say, please, Lord, my time has come. I can't wait any longer. My time has come. The time of my breaking season. This is my breaking season. This is my breaking season. This is what my breaking season. I think in Hosea chapter 14 again, the Bible says that take words with you and go to God. Hosea 14:2. Take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, beloved, we must take words. We must take words. Listen to me. Please, words will qualify you or disqualify you. In Numbers 14, what Joshua, son of Nun, and Caleb, son of Jephunne, what they said, qualify them. What they said, qualify them. When you read, yes, from verse 5 and 6, what they said, qualify them. I'll be repeating this during the 11th hour prayer parade. Yes, from verse 5. Then Moses and Aaron fell face down in front of the whole Israelite assembly gathered there. Joshua, son of Nun, verse 6, and Caleb, son of Jephunne, who were among those who had explored the land, tore their clothes and said to the entire Israelite assembly, The land we passed through and explored is exceedingly good. They praise the land. If the Lord is pleased with us, he will lead us into that land, a land flowing with milk and honey, and will give it to us. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not be afraid of the people of the land, because we will swallow them up. Their protection is gone, but the Lord is with us. Do not be afraid of them. Verse 10. But the whole assembly talk about stoning them. Stoning them. Then the glory of the Lord appeared at the tent of meeting to all the Israelites. The Lord said to Moses, How long will these people treat me with contempt? How long will they refuse to believe in me? In spite of all the miraculous signs I have performed among them, I will strike them down with a plague and destroy them, but I will make you into a nation greater and stronger than they. Let's jump to verse number 20. Let's go to verse number 28. Okay, let me go to 24 first. But because my servant Caleb has a different spirit and follows me wholeheartedly, I will bring him into the land he's went to, and his descendants will inherit it. Now, verse 28. So tell them, as surely as I live, declares the Lord, I will do to you the very things I have heard you say. Verse 29. In this desert, your bodies will fall. Every one of you, 20 years old or more, who was counted in the census and who has grumbled against me, not one of you will enter the land I swore with uplifted hand to make your home, except Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, son of Nun. Please, you got that? They qualify themselves by what they say. Please, let's be careful what we say. Let's be careful what we say. All the two of they saw the same thing, but two of them spoke out of their conviction, and 10 also spoke out of their soulish realm. Two spoke out of the conviction in their heart. 10 spoke out of their heart, soulish realm, soulish realm. The way you end the year 2023 will determine the way you begin 2024. The days that are left, today is 22nd. 9 days are left. These 9 days will determine your 2024. These 9 days determines your 2024. Our actions and our words. Beloved, this is the time to hold on to the integrity of God's word, which never fails. And the integrity of God's word is our standing order. Now you understand standing order, the integrity of God's word. This is the time to hold on to the integrity of God's word. The integrity of God's word is our whole standing order. Beloved, the shepherds who keep the flock at night, according to Luke chapter 2, yes, when the angels went and spoke to them, according to Luke chapter 2 from verse 8 to 20, and announced to them to go to Bethlehem, they will see a baby lying in the manger, and so and so, a baby has been born, a savior. Today is good news to the world, this and this and that. The Bible says that they went there, and when they got there, they saw exactly what they have heard, as it has been told them. As it has been told them, beloved, not an iota will fall from the word of God. I say, not an iota will fall from the word of God. The word of God is yea and amen. It shall never, Matthew 5:18, not an iota, not an iota, exactly. God doesn't speak like a man. No, he speaks as God. He speaks from his realm. So this is the time, beloved, remember, this is the time of voice attack, thought attack, imagination. This is the time that the devil will be speaking the loudest. This is the time, look, the devil is working through our leaders. He's working through every, look, I am telling you, oh, things are rough. But listen to me, we shouldn't use the rough language. We say it must be well. Amen. It must be well. It must, we need to get angry at the works of the devil. Amen. Say, my Father in heaven, I thank you for how far you have brought us. We thank you for how far you have brought us. We thank you for how far you have brought us. You have kept us from January.
Till now.
Your hand had rested upon us. We are grateful. Lord, we are so grateful. We are so grateful, Lord. 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 Nothing kept us. You are the one who kept us. Nothing kept us. You are the one who kept us. Nothing kept us. You are the one who kept us. No one kept us. You are the one who kept us. It is not the system that kept us. It is not the government that kept us. It is not the economy that kept us. You are the one who kept us. You are the one who kept us. You are the one who kept us. We are so grateful. You are the one who kept us. We are so grateful. You are the one who kept us. 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 You are the one who kept us.
You have kept us.
Lipapa rakata kabayakata. Lipapa rakata kabaita kabayakata.
Still provide.
Li papa rakata kabaya kata.
Li papa rakata.
Li papa rakata kabaya kata.
Thank you this morning.
Li papa rakata kabaya kata kabaya kata. Li papa rakata kabaya kata kabaya.
As your children, because of the blood that Jesus shed.
Li papa ita kabaya kata kabaya.
Father, you cherish us so much.
Li papa rakata kabaya kata kabaya.
You are ready to go to any extent.
Li papa rakata kabaya.
Lord, we are grateful.
Li papa rakata kabaya kata kabaya.
Lord, we are
li papa rakata kabaya kabaya. Li papa itakaba rakata kabaya.
We thank you.
We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you. We 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 thank you. Li papa rakata. Li papa rakata kabaya. Li papa rakata. Li papa rakata kabaya. Li papa rakata kaba italabasha. Li brokutu kaba italabasha. Li papa rakata. Rakata kabaya. Barakata kaba italabasha. Li brokutu kaba yakata kabina. Yes, Lord. You are the one that
us. You are the one that kept us. You are the one that kept us.
Rakata kabaya.
You are the one that kept us. You are the one that kept us.
Li papa rokoto.
Li papa rakata.
Li papa rakata kabaya kata.
You are the one that kept us.
Ili papa rakata kabalu kutu kabaya. Ili papa rokoto kabale kete kabale kete. Li papa rakete kabalu kutu kabale. Li papa rokoto kabale kete kabale. Brekete kabalu kutu kabaya. Rakata kaba italabasha. La brakata kaba italabasha kata kabaya. Ibarakata kaba italabasha. Rapa papa papa itakabaya. Ila papa le kata kabaya, ila brakata kaba ita labasha, la baba rakata kaba ita labasha. You have shown us so much mercy, O God. You have shown us so much mercy, O God. You have shown us so much mercy, O God. So much mercy, so much mercy, O God. You have shown us so much mercy, O God. You have shown us so much mercy, O God. You have shown us so much mercy, O God. Even when we sin against you, even when we make mistakes, even when shame was on the way, even when shame was staring at our faces, even when shame, failure, disappointment was staring, O God, at our faces, Father, you intervene, you intervene, you intervene. You intervene, you intervene, you intervene, you intervene, you intervene, you intervene, even those you allow, even those that you allow.
Yes, Lord.
The painful things that you allow, the painful things that you permitted, the failures you permitted, the disappointment
yes,
you permitted,
Lord.
You permitted
yes,
them for a purpose.
For a purpose.
You permitted
you
them for a purpose.
Them for a
you
purpose.
Permitted them for
you
a purpose.
Them
you were using them to test
even
our faith.
You
were using them
allowed.
To build our faith.
Yes,
you were using them to draw us closer to yourself.
We give you glory,
Le Papa Rakata Kabaya. Papa Rakata, Ibalikata Kabaya, Ila Papa Rakata Kabaya, Ibalaka Rabba Atakaba Italabasha, Rabba Papa Bakata Kabaya, Ili Papa Rakata Kabaya, Marakata Kaba Itakabaya, Barikiti Barukutu Kabaya, Marakata Kabaya Kata Kabaya, Ili Pepe Eteke Barra, Balikiti Kiki Barra, Ila Papa Rakata Kabaya. Ile papa rokutu kaba ita, walika rababa ita kabaya, ila baba ita kabaya. We thank you, 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 we thank you.
Oh Lord, we thank you.
Beloved, in Ecclesiastes chapter 7. Verse number 14 is a scripture that we need to really understand. As we are thanking God for even the painful things that he permitted. In Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 14 says, When times are good, be happy. But when times are bad, consider. God has made the one as well as the other. Take note of that. God has made the one as well as the other. God made them both. Do you know why he may permit bad times? He may permit bad times if only it will not destroy you. He may permit bad times to build your faith, to test your faith, to draw you closer to himself, to reveal a dimension of himself to you. God may permit bad times. Somebody should write it. God may permit bad times if only it will not destroy you. He may permit bad time to build your faith, to test you, to test your level, to draw you closer to himself, to reveal a dimension of himself to you. I am telling you, when you are robbed, when you are disappointed, when you are scammed, God permitted it to build your faith in him. Yes. To build your faith, to develop perseverance, to develop perseverance, to build your faith, to develop perseverance. Yes. To test you, to reveal a dimension of himself to you, to draw you closer to himself. Even delay is a test. Look, your delay is not a delay. God is still preparing you. Look, God is toughening you. God is building your muscles, your spiritual muscles, for what he is about to deliver to you. I am telling you. I am telling you, even your delay, God is building your muscles. Somebody should. God is building your muscles. He is building your spiritual muscles and stamina for what he is about to manifest in your life. For what he is about to manifest in your life. Delay is not denial. No. Delay is not just delay. No. God is in it. So this is about bad times. The Bible said that. So in bad times, we should do what? We should consider. Bad times are the time that we should just meditate. And then be still. Psalm 46 verse 10. Be still and know that I am what? The Lord. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted on the earth. Be still in that your situation. Be still and know that God is still the Lord. The Bible says that in good times, you should do what? Rejoice. Be happy. In good times, be happy. Do you know that in the same way, do you know that in good times, God is also building your faith? In good times, he's also testing you. In good times, he's also drawing you closer to himself. In good times, he's also what? Revealing a dimension of himself. Yes. Yes. In good times. So you see, from today, it is good that you are getting this message to end the year and to begin a new year. From today, your mindset and your mentality about good and bad, when it happens to you, should be different from now. It should be different from now, I'm telling you. It should be, look, by the time it is over, you will know that you are a different person. Let's approach, somebody should write, let's approach both good days and bad days with a positive mindset, in a positive spirit. Look, sometimes it is not easy. I must tell you, it is not easy. It is not easy, especially if you are just a soulish person, a soulish being. It is not easy. It is not easy. If you are just in the soulish realm, it is not easy. But this is the truth. I'm telling you, this is the truth. when God allowed Jesus to die, to go through the pain, to be crucified, when the time came for him to be resurrected, when he resurrected, he was given a name that is above every other name, that at the mention of the name Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. Today, where is Jesus seated? He is seated at the right-hand side of the Father. Oh, my God. He is seated at the right-hand side of the Father. So let us approach good and bad days with positive mindset, positive thought, positive language. Thank you, Deacon Azu. You've written it. Somebody should write it for me again. Let's approach good days and bad days with positive mindset, positive language, positive approach. Because Ecclesiastes 7:14 says, both were created by God. Both were created by God. And do you know the mystery of them? Romans 8:28. Both are working for good. All things. Oh, somebody is being encouraged. Somebody is ending the year with a testimony. I tell you, somebody is ending 2023 with a testimony. Today is a breaking day. It's a breaking season. Today is a breaking day. It's a breaking season. Today is a breaking day. It's a breaking season. Somebody should write, today is a breaking day. It's a breaking day. It's a breaking day. It's a breaking season for someone. It's a breaking day. It's a breaking day. It's a breaking season. It's a breaking season for someone. Today is a breaking day. A breaking day. A breaking season for somebody. And you can say, me, today is a breaking day. Look, throughout 2023, when you wake up, today is a breaking day. Today is a breaking day. Today is a breaking season. This week is a breaking week. This month is a breaking week. Because that is our theme. Our theme is my breaking year to send the light. My breaking year to send the light. My breaking year to send the light. So you see, when you wake up every day in 2024, it's my breaking day. Any challenge that appears is my breaking season. This challenge is my breaking challenge. Oh my God. Victory is in the house. I said there is victory in the house. There is a performance in the house. My God, my God, my God. Hey! The devil is confused. The devil is disappointed about the testimonies and the things that are going to break forth. Say, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I declare today, I declare today, I declare the rest of the days that are left in 2023, they are my breaking days, 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 my breaking days. I am breaking out of every restriction. I break out of every captivity. I break out of every pattern. I break out of every cycle. I break out of every norm. I break out.
I break out of every.
I break out. I break out. I break out, I break out, I break out of this challenge, I break out of this challenge, I break out of this attack, I break out of this battle, I break out of poverty, I break out of scarcity, I break out of lack, I break out of this sickness and disease, I break out, I break out, I break out, I break out. I break out, 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 in the power of God, I break out, 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 I break out,
in the power of God, in the power of the Holy Spirit. I break out of this delay. I break out of this disappointment. I break out, 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 I break out.
I break out of this
I break out of this setback. I break out of this disappointment. I break out of this disgrace. I break out. I break out of this disappointment. I break out of setback. I break out of poverty. I break out of financial difficulties. I break out of financial embarrassment. I break out. Yes, Lord. I break out. Yes, Lord.
I break out of this delay. Break out of this delay, I break out of discouragement. I break out of fear. I break out of anxiety.
I break out of discouragement. I break out of discouragement. I break out of disgrace.
I break out of disgrace. I break out of disgrace. I break out of fear.
I break out of fear.
I break out of anxiety. I break out of anxiety. I break out of anxiety. I break out of fear. I break out of anxiety.
I break out of anxiety.
I break my mind out.
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 I break my emotions out.
I break my emotions out.
I break my emotions out.
I break my soul out.
I break my soul out.
I break my soul out.
I break out. I break out. I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out. I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out. I break out. I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out. I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out. I break out.
I break out.
I break out. I break out. I break out. I break out.
I break out of this situation. I break out of this, oh God, poverty.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Beloved, when you break yourself out, you break yourself in. We want to declare. What do you want to break yourself into? I break myself into my rent.
Yes.
I break myself into my testimony. I break myself into my testimony. I break myself into my fulfillment. I break myself. I break myself. Declare. I break myself into.
I break myself.
I break myself into.
I break myself into.
I break myself into. I break myself into.
I break myself
my testimony.
I break myself
into my testimony.
I break myself into my testimony.
I break myself into my fulfillment.
I break myself
into my fulfillment. I break myself into my new realm. I break myself. I break myself into. I break myself into.
I break myself into.
I break myself into.
I break myself into.
I break myself into.
I break myself into.
I break myself into.
I break myself into.
I break myself into.
Into my fulfillment. I break myself into my testimony.
I break myself into my testimony.
I break myself into my fulfillment. I break myself into my new level. Into my new level. I break myself into my new level, into my new realm. I break myself. 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 I break myself.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Beloved, no one should tell you that this is producing testimonies. Be alert. Be alert. Be alert to the voices you hear, the thoughts that will come into your mind, the pictures. Be alert. Be alert. Descend on them. Descend on them. And there is one thing, please, I want to alert you. I want to alert you. I want to alert you. There is a saying. Now people are saying, you see, this time, if you don't do this, you don't get people. How can people know you? How can you be accepted? Please, the Holy Spirit was just telling me, who is controlling people? 1 John 5:19. 1 John 5:19. The devil, Satan has led the whole people astray. Ephesians 2:2. The prince of the power of the air. So please, the moment you say people, look, child of God, do you know what will cause people? Somebody should write this. Do you know what will cause people to accept you? Favor. Favor of God, I'm telling you. The Bible says in Luke chapter 2, that Jesus grew in favor with God and with all men. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, favor, power, power, power is what draws people. You go to some churches. The other day, pastor called me. The church boss sat down. He said, "Pastor, the only way we can draw people is that if we make the church just 1 hour, 2 hours, that's when we can." Because these big men, they don't have that. Do you know, you are now pastoring the church by the consideration of people, not God. If it's the Holy Spirit that says, do it 2 hours, praise God. But if it is just so that you can gather the masses, do you know what draws people's attention? Power. Power. Solutions. Who tell you that it is time? Go to the synagogue church. Synagogue church. Every Sunday, go there. They start 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. synagogue. You go there and the whole day. I'm not saying that we should spend the whole time in church. No. But please, from now, be careful how you talk about people. People. Look, who has the key to people? God. If you want to draw people, draw closer to God. Somebody should write it for me. If you want people's attention, get God's attention. Write it for me. If you want people's attention, get God's attention. Not any strategy. Use any strategy, you won't get people. Look, some of this, if you want to get people's attention, get God's attention. If you want to get people's attention, get God's attention. If you want to get people's attention, get God's attention. Get God's power. Get God's favor. Get God's power. Get God's favor. Get God's power. Get God's favor. If you want to get your husband's attention, get God's attention. Do something to please God. Let God release his heart and favor on you. Your husband, automatic. Your wife, automatic. Your boss, automatic. Because they can't deny God. They cannot hold, deny God. This is especially to pastors. This is especially to pastors and leaders who want to use various strategies so that they can keep people. The only way you can keep people is when you have God with you. If when you get God's attention, then you are walking without his presence. You are walking without his... Look, go to the street and see. Those who... Even mad people. The moment a mad person is standing there and, I mean, doing some play, you see a congregation. You see people watching. I've seen people watching mad people. Mad person. People are watching. There is something that is attracting the people. Look, it's God who attracts people. You want a crowd? Get God. This is a revelation that somebody must sow into. You want a crowd? Get God. Get God's attention. Get God's attention. Because Jesus grew. Today, I'm taking a little bit of your time because we are breaking. So that you go and save your data. People are always crying for their data. My data, oh, my data, oh. You see, that is why things are difficult. I'm telling you, my data, oh, my, who provides data? Tell God, God, give me data. I should not short data. 2024, that's going to be our language. I shouldn't short data. I shouldn't short this because I am using it to the glory of God. And you see, whether you will get short of data. Luke chapter 2, verse 52. Luke 2:52. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. In favor with God and men. Luke 2:52. Let me tell you. The best way to get men is to get God. The best way to get men is to get God. The best way to get men is to carry God. The best way to get men is what? To get God. How do you get God? Please him. the things you do that touches his heart, that causes him to release his manifested presence. That is all. That is all. I told you one time, I went to a supermarket to buy something. And my car, letters box couldn't open where the money was. The woman looked at me and said, send it. When you get it, you bring it. I say, oh, but you don't know me. He said, you cannot. You can never run away. You can't run away. It is all over you. You cannot run away. You send it. And when you get it, you bring it. They gave me the receipt. When I was just going, it was some distance, about some meters. Then the car bumped into a pothole. And then the letterbox, just opened. I just turned around and I said, this is the money. Do you know what they saw? Let me tell you something. And somebody should write it. Look, I was telling the lady pastor, look, what you are, it shows on you. What is inside you shows on you. Somebody should write it. What is inside you shows on you. What is inside you shows on you. And you know, what is inside you is what is destroying you or makes you. What is inside you, if it is good, it becomes a blessing to you first. Before the blessing starts from you. You are carrying it before it affects other people. And what is also inside you, if it is bad, if it is bitterness, if it is dangerous, it starts to destroy you before it destroys other people. We were talking about a certain pastor's wife who has a very bad attitude. And because of that, people were drawing away from the husband. And I was saying, you see, right now, that pastor's wife, not in our church, no. I mean, a certain church somewhere. Now, that pastor's wife may not understand. No. That pastor's wife will think that, why is that me? People don't like me. It is what is in you, what you carry. What is in you is what is driving people away. What is in you is what will draw people. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I declare, enough is enough. Enough is enough. This is my season. This is my breaking day. These are my breaking days. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
When we know these things, I am telling you, when we know these things, you begin to work on yourself and stop worrying others. Yes, knowledge to us all is true. Knowledge to us all is true. So, beloved, today, the Holy Spirit has just touched us. We need this voice to end the year. Play this message. Play it and play it and play it and play it and play it. I'm telling you. I say play it and play it and play it and play it. Until we meet again. On the 17th, Wednesday, 17th of January at podcast. As for the church services, church activities, they are going to continue. From 1st January, we are starting our 21-day fast. From 1st January, we are not resting at all. From 1st January, we are crossing over straight because of what God said. On 25th is we are going to have a breaking hour, only 2 hours, from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m.
Coming Monday,
5 a.m. to 7 a.m. is a hot breaker hour declaration section. It's not going to be a church service. That will be our Christmas service or whatever. 2 hours from 5 a.m. because of the calculation God gave me. Oh, the mystery of numerology. 25, 2 plus 5, 2 plus 3, 25, 2 plus 5 is what? 7. 23. 2 plus 3 is what? 5. 7 plus 5 is what? 12. Numerology. The Lord said, so pray from 5 to 7. Pray from 5 a.m. to 7. We pray that it will be online. We will beg our people. I don't know whether Facebook. Yes, so that it will benefit. I mean, the whole day, because it is going to be hot. I'm telling you, it's going to be hot. And our 31st, I am telling you, is going to be something else. Sunday is our Carol Sunday. We are going to, please, it's a miracle time. It's a miracle time. Give yourself time. It's a miracle time. It's a miracle time. Jesus was born. Something must be birth. Even on the Carol Sunday, something must be birth. Be alert. Position yourself. I declare you blessed. 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 You are blessed with many testimonies. There is a major turnaround. There are amazing things. Celebrate everything. At the end of the day, you are crossing over as a champion. You are crossing over with champion anointing. You are crossing over with champion anointing. You are crossing over with champion anointing. I thank all of you who have kept us company from the beginning of this year. You have done very well. Congratulations to you. May the Lord himself reward you. May the Lord reward you. May the Lord celebrate you. May the Lord give you personal testimonies as a result of you being faithful. As a result of you being faithful. Yes, may the Lord keep you until we meet again. Yes, may the Lord keep you and do amazing things in your life. God willing, we shall keep in touch. Some of you too, you have been sowing into our lives. You have done a lot of things to us. May the Lord remember all those things. Amen. And break you out. Amen. And break you into your Amen. Expectation. I said, may the Lord remember and break you into your expectation.
Amen.
May the Lord remember and break you into your expectation.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Shalom, 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 shalom.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.